Stack, this is dictating on Karen Reilly. R-E-I-L-L-Y. Karen, K-A-R-E-N. Karen Reilly, R-E-I-L-L-Y. Date of birth is 6/13/51. Date of visit, 2/25/25. Please make copy 4. Please make a copy for Mark Lastarza, M.D. L-A-S-T-A-R-Z-A, Mark Lastarza, M.D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of asthma. Next, first present illness. This is a this is a 73-year-old female nurse who has a past history of asthma and history for wheezing and shortness of breath. Was using a Primatene mist intermittently for symptoms of wheezing and shortness of breath. The patient has not had a recent pulmonary function study, but had a chest x-ray done on 12/6/24, which showed no acute cardiopulmonary disease. A pulmonary function study was done on 1/1/25, which showed moderately severe obstructive disease with improvement following the use of bronchodilators and normal diffusing capacity. She has some shortness of breath with exertion, but she does play pickleball on a regular basis and exercises daily. She does have a history for anemia. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for bilateral mastectomy, for history for breast cancer. She also had a vaginal hysterectomy in 08. Oh, can you please mention bilateral mastectomies in 06? The patient had basal cell cancer of the face resected in 2011, and basal cell cancer on the nose resected in 21. The patient has hypothyroidism and history for hyperlipidemia. She had a bout of RSV in January 25. Next paragraph. Allergies, seasonal allergies, none to drugs. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of COPD. Mother died of CHF. Next paragraph, med list included Synthroid 0.75 milligrams daily, aspirin 1 daily, Crestor 20 milligrams every other day. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has fatigue and no fever, chills. She had some weight loss. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. No urinary frequency, but has nighttime awakening. She has hay fever and asthmatic symptoms and cough and shortness of breath. She has abdominal pains, nausea, reflux, black stools or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no palpitations, no leg swelling, no depression or anxiety, no easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness, so no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. And no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress. There was no pallosanosis, ictus, perfluidema, or clubbing. Blood pressure. Blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse is 78, respiration 20, temperature 976, weight is 112, saturation 95. HEND announced phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Lung fields are clear. Heart, the absence of regular S1, S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no edema. Megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1+, with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number two is hypothyroidism. Number three is allergic rhinitis. Number four is hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CBC, IgE level, and a total eosinophil count. She also will get a CT chest without contrast. And she was placed on steorto-respimat, 2.5 micrograms, 2 puffs a day. And a follow-up visit be arranged in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Mark Lastarza, Lastarza, MD. Please add in the history section, habits. Habits, the patient has no history of smoking but was exposed to secondhand smoke for more than 15 years. Drinks alcohol rarely. Yeah, that's the only addendum in the history section. Thank you, Dr. Souza. Copy of Mark Lastarza. Thank you.